The Nigerian Navy on patrol in one of the world's most dangerous sea routes. The maritime boundary in the Gulf of Guinea stretches from Gabon to Liberia. Over the past 20 years, attacks in Nigeria's territorial waters have killed dozens of crew members and cost hundreds of millions of dollars in shipping losses. The attacks also caused a sharp increase in insurance premiums as cargo ships stayed away. The head of Nigeria's Navy says warships spent almost 7,000 more hours at sea last year compared to 2020.
This resulted in a significant decline in criminal activities in the nation's maritime domain.
The International Maritime Organization reported 47 fewer attacks last year compared to 81 in 2020. That led to Nigeria being removed from the list of nations most at risk.
Attacks on this part of the Atlantic were so frequent and daring that it's once known as Pirate Alley. Navy commanders say security is being improved with the deployment of more personnel and hardware to tackle the problem. But despite having increased military presence at sea, experts believe that piracy in the Gulf of Guinea remains a significant threat to the maritime industry.
That's a concern, both for seafarers and vessel owners.
Before, if you put your ship at 200 nautical miles, you're safe. But now, it is not the case. Okay, they have become very smart.
Nigeria reinforced its anti-piracy fight last year by buying new warships, helicopters, drones, and the Falcon Eye maritime surveillance system.
With the Falcon Eye, we have the capability to see far, even beyond the 200 miles of our exclusive economic zone, and then we vector any vessel that is committing any maritime infraction.
Maritime experts and vessel owners say increased collaboration and joint patrols by neighboring countries in the Gulf of Guinea seems to be working well for now. But because most attacks are in Nigerian waters, the Nigerian government is being urged to do more to keep the seas safe from the pirate threat. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Lagos, Nigeria.